SBS हिंदी।
आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी।
मित्रों, एक दुखद घटना की सूचना मिली है कि 50 वर्षीय भारतीय ऑस्ट्रेलियाई पैराग्लाइडर संजय देवरकोंडा का हिमाचल प्रदेश में पैराग्लाइडिंग की एक दुर्घटना में देहांत हो गया है। तो इसके बारे में हम और जानकारी प्राप्त करते हैं उनके अच्छे दोस्त विनोद मांजरेकर से। नमस्कार विनोद जी।
नमस्ते कुमुद जी, कैसे हैं आप?
जी बिल्कुल ठीक हूँ। ये सूचना सुनकर बहुत दुख हुआ कि संजय देवरकोंडा का हिमाचल प्रदेश में देहांत हो गया, तो इसके बारे में हमें ज़रा बताएंगे कि क्या हुआ था उस दिन?
इफ यू डोंट माइंड आई विल टॉक इन इंग्लिश। तो ऑन वेडनेसडे 24 अक्टूबर से एट अराउंड 4 PM ही वाज कंप्लीटिंग हिज लास्ट रूट ऑफ हैंग ग्लाइडिंग फॉर द डे and he had traveled on that route many times throughout his last 8 days of his trip that he was doing there with any particular issues, but on that particular flight that he was doing, he experienced a collapse of one side of his glider.
Ooh.
Which is again a common occurrence due to a air pocket or something. They can get those sort of issues. And he knows the proper countermeasures, what to do in that case.
Ji.
But unfortunately, at that time, when he was trying to land, there was not enough space and not enough recovery time to do that safely. And that's how the other part, like the left side of his glider, it clipped on the mountain. And that's when he fell down and he hit his head first. And then he slid down, and then he couldn't, he fell unconscious, and then he couldn't be recovered from that. So his friends who were nearby, they also landed safely next to him, and then they tried to resuscitate him. But unfortunately, he passed away. And they also tried emergency proceedings, like they called for a helicopter and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the helicopter was on its way to collect him. But then they had to turn back because it was close to sunset.
Oh.
And they are not allowed to fly at sunset. So they said, okay, we'll do it tomorrow morning.
Oh.
But then his friends decided, we won't wait for tomorrow morning. So they carried him down to the hospital, which took them 6 hours.
Oh, dear.
So all his friends were great enough to, take him down there.
So was it a group? ये एक ऑस्ट्रेलियाई दोस्त थे उसके कि वहाँ के?
All his Australian friends. They went as a group to fly in Bir district there. And unfortunately that.
तो ये कहाँ पर हुआ? हिमाचल प्रदेश में?
हिमाचल प्रदेश में धर्मशाला करके है.
जी.
तो वहाँ पे again there is a mountain range there where they go and do it. But this time, the conditions were not very good at Bir. जहाँ पे वो कर रहे थे, and it was a challenge, and that's what these people like.
Yes.
These adventurous people like challenges.
Jeep.
And because he was a courageous person, he had a lion heart, I tell you.
Really?
And it's not everybody's cup of tea.
No, it is not. जी विनोद जी, बहुत दुख हुआ ये सुनकर। वो कैसे व्यक्ति थे और आपका उनके साथ आखिरी बार कब संपर्क हुआ?
All I can tell you about him is he was full of life, always smiling and very friendly, very helpful. He liked to try every new thing. So when we came here, he came here in 1993, and since then he was my friend. So last 25 years we were friends together, and he died at a very young age of 51.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, his birthday was on the 18th of October. And that's when I spoke to him last. I wished him happy birthday and I said, enjoy your trip. And then again, he and his wife were going to go for another holiday after that. So I wished him all well. And unfortunately, only 6 days later, not even six, 5 days later, he had this terrible accident.
Gee.
I tell you, he was so good at everything. He had a maintenance background, so he liked to do everything on his own. So whether it is concreting in the backyard, pergola, fencing, alarm system, you tell him anything and everything. And not just for himself, he used to help all his friends do that. any time. So it come to a point where if we had to do anything, we used to consult him first. And you say, don't worry, let me come and have a look, then you can do what you want.
Gee.
So even on, like in the neighborhood, one of my friend was telling me, he was, he bought a whippersnapper for the first time, and he was always used to live in the unit.
Gee.
And he said, I couldn't do it properly, and he was walking his dog that day. And he stopped and he showed me how to do it. And he spent nearly 1 hour showing me how to use it safely, how to change the wire inside and all that. So he was that sort of a friend. He never like only helped his friends. He helped anyone and everyone. So that sort of a person he was, man. I missed him. Like he will be missed badly, I'm telling you.
His
passing away has just not sunk in me. And all his friends, not just me, all his friends are thinking that he might just come tomorrow and then say hello again.
So, wo kafi anubhavi the waise paragliding?
He was doing paragliding since 2014.
Oh.
And his instructor and his fellow flyers, they were saying that, yes, he was a very good pilot. They call them pilots.
Gee.
So, yeah, his friend said that he was a very good pilot. He was very experienced. But unfortunate incidents do happen. And like I said, he did not get enough time and enough space because he was flying. So it happened that due to the wind, he was very close to a mountain range. And that's how it happened, okay. Really.
So abhi unke piche kya unka parivar hai koi?
He has wife and two kids, one boy, one girl. Both are grown up. Luckily, both are working. His wife is working too, so.
तो हमारा शोक उस परिवार के साथ है और मुझे लगता है कि ऑस्ट्रेलियन एम्बेसी को ये जानकारी दी गई थी वहाँ पर.
हाँ, yes. So when it happened, the Australian embassy got involved, and his wife was on his way to meet him there, and they were going to go for a 10-day holiday after that. But then when the Australian embassy came to know, they went and received her and they did the counseling.
Achha.
And then we all decided to repatriate the body to Australia.
Achha.
So the insurance company and the embassy both together helped us a lot to do the proceedings. And now his wife has returned back and Sanjay will be coming in a couple of days.
बस इस जानकारी के लिए बहुत धन्यवाद और हमारा शोक संदेश आपके साथ भी है. ईश्वर उनकी आत्मा को शांति दे, यही कह सकते हैं.
थैंक यू वेरी मच कुमुद जी.
थैंक यू कुमुद जी.
सबको हमारी तरफ से धन्यवाद.
थैंक यू.
आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें.